Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph and Tapet Amud Tashma. We had learnt in the previous shir, at the end of the shir, the Gemara asked a question. We know that a husband has the ability to be Mekayim a Neder. That means if a husband confirms the Neder can no longer be Mufer, can no longer be revoked. And as we have been discussing, there are two ways of effecting hakama. One is what we have been calling an active hakama, actively saying that the nether is confirmed, that the halach is once the nether is actively confirmed, it can no longer be revoked. And then there's what we know as known as a passive hakama. If the husband hears of the nether, b'yoyim shamay, the day he hears of the nether, and he lets that day pass without being mefer the nether becomes mufer, the nether becomes revoked. The Gemara asked the Shaila if a husband was aware of his wife's nether and didn't react to it, but he divorced her. Does the halacha view that act of divorce also as an act of hakama? Because the husband certainly was aware that after he will divorce his wife, he will no longer be able to be made for her nedarim. Their relationship has been severed, and therefore included in his act of giving her a divorce is also included in it an act of hakama. Or is the get viewed only as an act of shtika, of remaining silent, but not an active hakama? And as the Gemara explained, the nafkamina in the shaila is if the husband became aware of his wife's get, of his wife's nether, divorced her, and then remarried her on the very same day. If we view the get as an active hakama, when he remarries her, he can no longer be made for the nether, even though it's still the Yom Shamay, because the nether was actively confirmed. If, however, we only view the get as a shtika, as an act of remaining silent, then if after he took her back, it's still the Yom Shamay, he would still be able to be made for the get, the nether. And that was the shaila that the Gemara posed at the end of our previous shir. And the Gemara attempts to resolve this shaila from what we learned in the Braisa on Daf Samches, the lengthy Braisa we learned there that taught us the halachas of Nisroikna, that under certain circumstances, the father, a girl who's an Arusa, as we know, her Nidorim are revoked jointly by a father and her husband. Sometimes the halacha is that if the husband dies, the father takes over his share in this nether hafara. Sometimes he doesn't. A husband, as we have been learning, never assumes the father's share in the hafara of a nether. So the Braisa said, Toshma, Emesai Amru Meis Habal Nisroikna Rishus Lav. When is there a halacha that the father takes over the shear of the husband? Bizman shalei shama habal, if the husband was never aware of the nether, passed away, and then the father hears of the nether, he can be made for the entire nether. Oy shama v'hofer, if the husband heard the nether, was made for it prior to, then died, and only then did the father become aware of the nether, the hafara of the husband, as we learned on Daf Samaches, is not really considered an effective hafara, because now when the father is being mefer, his hafara became null and void, being that he died. So when the father is now mefer, not only is he mefer his share in the nether, he is also mefer the husband's share in the nether. Oy shama v'shosak, if the husband heard of the nether, remained silent, and he passed away that day, And then the father in the afternoon is made for the neder. He's not only made for his own share, he's also made for the share of the husband. Says the Gemara, the Amrit, if we're going to suggest that Gerushin Kishtika Damu, that divorce is considered like Shtika, listening to me, why doesn't the Braisa mention the following case? Shoma, the husband became aware of the get of the nether. Giresh divorced his Arusa. And then the halacha would be that the father could still be made for the entire nether, his share and the husband's share. So says the Gemara, Midaloi Tani Hachi, since the Braisa did not mention this case of Shoma the Giresh, that would also be an example, a situation of Nisroikna, it's obvious that Shmamina Gerush and Kakamidami. The Gerush is not just to be viewed as a Shtika, but rather Gerush is to be viewed as an active Hakama. And if Gerush is to be viewed as an active Hakama, once the husband was making the get, the father doesn't have the ability to be made for this nether anymore. And that's why the Braisa did not mention Gerushin as in a situation where the father still would be able to be made for the nether. So we seemingly have a raya, the Gerushin's kakoma. However, says the Gemara Ema Sefer, let's continue reviewing that Braisa. The Braisa said, Avil Shoma Vekiyen, that if the husband heard the nether, and he was Mekayim the nether, Oisha Shoma, or he heard of the nether, the Shosak, and remained silent, or Mace Beyom Shalachrav, and he only died on the next day. So the Yom Shomai has passed, and as we said at the beginning of our Shir, once the Yom Shomai passes, the nether is considered confirmed, no longer able to be revoked. And therefore, in all these cases, we do not say Nisroikna, and Yochel Lahafir, the father can no longer be made for the nether in these situations. Ask the Gemara, the Amrit, Gerushin Kakoma Dami, if we're going to say the Gerushin is considered like Akoma, listening, so why doesn't the Braisa, when it wants to mention cases where we will not be able to say Nisroikna, give another example? Give an example of Mshama Vigiresh, that the husband heard of the get, heard of the nether, divorced her, that the father no longer can be made for this get, because it's already considered confirmed. Says the Gemara, El Medaloik Tani Hachi, if the Braisa did not mention the case that Shoma Vagirish, that the husband heard the nether and was Megarish her, that it's, the Braisa doesn't consider it a confirmed nether, Shmamina, so it's a proof, the Gerushin is only Kishtika Damu, it's only considered like silence, but not like an active Hakama. Says the Gemara, El Mahalek L'mishmina. We can't really answer our Shaila from this Braisa. Because perhaps Reisha Dafka, perhaps the Reisha that points to the concept that Gerushin Kakomadovki, Kakomadami is correct. If it's correct, why didn't the Sefer mention the case? Nosof Sefer Mishum Reisha. The reason that the Tana chose to leave the Sefer without speaking of the case of Gerushin Kakoma, because it wanted to remain consistent with the Reisha. And since in the Reisha we're not speaking about Gerushin, because speaking about Gerushin in the Reisha would indicate that it's Kishtika, and we're holding that it's Akoma, so that's why the Braisa omitted it in the Sefer. For as we have learned so many times, they learned all of the Braisas Ba'peh, they learned them all orally. So the Chachamim, when they said the Braisas, taught it in a way that it should be easy to remember by heart. And therefore, the Braisa, leaving it out in the Reisha, also left it out in the Sefer, because it wanted to remain consistent, or perhaps Sefer Dafka, maybe the Sefer is where it was specifically omitted, because Gerushin is Kishtika, not Kahakama, And therefore, why wasn't it mentioned in the Reisha? Nasav Reisha, Mishum Sefer. It was omitted in the Reisha, just like it was omitted in the Sefer. So we don't know which is the accurate part, the Reisha or the Sefer, and therefore we don't have an answer to our Shaila. And as Ramesha goes on to explain this Gemara, he says there are really two ways of understanding this Gemara. One way of understanding the Gemara is that the Tana really had an answer to our Shaila. It's maybe the answer may be in the Reisha, which points that Gerushin Kakama. The answer may be in the Sefer, that Gerushin is Kishtika. There is an answer to our Shaila. However, the Tana felt it was more important to teach the Braisa in a way that would be easy to be learned Balpeh. That was more important to the Tana than giving us the answer to the Shaila. Or another way of understanding the Braisa, says Ramosha, is that the Tana really didn't know the answer to the question. And he purposely wrote the Braisa in such a way that we don't know an answer to this question, because the Reish and the Sefer seem to point in different directions. What would be an afkamina between these two approaches and how we understand this Gemara is that if we will find an answer to this question, either way, whether we'll consider Gerushin Kakama or Gerushin Kishtika, will we say that that is a definitive answer because we have another proof, another answer? Or will we always have to be concerned that the Tana of the Braisa that we just quoted also knew the answer to the question, just didn't mention it, and we always have to be concerned that maybe the answer that we've come up with contradicts the answer that this Tana of the Braisa that we just learned held of? Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks that our Gemara has said that there is no way of mentioning the case of Gerushin both in the Reisha and the Sefer. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we could have mentioned, if we'll hold the Gerushin is Kishtika, there's a very simple way of explaining, of having mentioned it in the Reisha and the Sefer without having a problem. We could have said in the Reisha that he divorced her, but divorce is not considered like Hakama. Divorce is only Kishtika, and that's why the father could still be Mefer. And in the Sefer, we would have mentioned the case that he divorced her, but the father still can't be Mefer that get, because he heard of the nether today, the husband. He divorced it today, but the father only became aware of the nether tomorrow, when it's already after the nether was confirmed, that the halacha is that the father can no longer be made for the get. So the Gemara is saying that there was no way of the Reisha and the Sefer mentioning this case, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's hard to understand. If the halacha is the Gerushin is Kishtika, yes, if it's Gerushin Kakama, we have a problem. But if Gerushin is Kishtika, we have a way of having the Reisha and the Sefer mention the case. So say the Reisha, the case of Gerushin, that he divorced her today, and the father became aware of the nether today, and is mefer today, and the next case will be where he divorced her today, but he only became aware of the nether tomorrow, when the nether was already mekuyim. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Vashem Yor Einai. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, now Omen in the Gilyon Hashas, he says he doesn't have an answer to the question. But it's interesting to note that the Rishash seems to have an answer to the question. He's saying that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is suggesting that the Sefer should have mentioned the case that he was Megarisha today, but the father, and he became aware of the husband became aware of the nether today, was Megarisha today, and the father only became aware of the nether tomorrow, and the nether is already confirmed nether. Says the Rishash, the reason the Bryson, the Sefer, doesn't mention this case, because that's already the case mentioned in the Sefer, that where the nether is Mekuyim, the father can no longer be made for the get. So for the Braisa to mention another case, says the Rishash, that is just a repetition of the same concept that the Braisa already taught us in the Sefer, there is no reason for the Braisa to do that. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega's question is answered. The case that Rabbi Kivega wants the Braisa to mention is a case that doesn't teach us anything new in the Sefer. And therefore, that's why the Braisa omitted it. and we don't have an answer to Bikvega, and therefore we still don't have an answer of Gershon's Kakoma or Gershon's Kishtika. So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Toshma. Our Mishnah said, Nodravihi Arusa, if a girl made a nether while she is an Arusa, Vinizgashim Nisarsa by Biyoy, and she gets divorced from that Arison and gets again Muresis on that very same day, Afilu Lameya, even to 100 people, Avilu Bala Akhra Fir in the Derel. Her husband and her father, her father and the last Arus are made from the Dharm together. Shmamina, Gerishin Kishtika Dami. This is a clear proof that Gerishin is considered like Shtika. Because the Ika Hakama Dami, if we're going to say that Gerishin is considered like an active Hakama, is there a way for this nether to be mufar? This nether can no longer be revoked. It was already confirmed by the husband's divorce. And the Gemara is suggesting, explained the Rishonim, that it must be when the Braisa says, boy b'yoyim, that it was a day of Yom Shmiya, the Gemara in the Havamina is assuming that it's the husband who heard about the nether. And that's why the Mishnah is speaking about that very day. Because even though he heard about the nether and divorced her, the latter Oris can still be made for the nether on that day because the Yom Shammai didn't pass. If, however, the Mishnah is referring that the father heard about the nether, there's no chiddush about teaching us that it's all b'yoyim shamay. Of course the father could no longer be made for the nether after that. So the Gemara seems to be saying that when the Braisa speaks, when the Mishnah speaks that all of this happened by b'yoyim shamay, it's the yoyim shamay of the husband. And even though the husband heard about it, and even though the husband divorced her, it's still, the nether could still be revoked, a proof that a gerishin is not considered hakama. So the Gemara, hakamai skin kishloi shamaris rishin. The first Aris never heard about this nether. Ask the Gemara, if he never heard about the nether, why does this nether have to be revoked that day? The Aris didn't hear about it, and the father didn't hear about it. So when the father will hear about it, as we learned and we'll learn, it could happen 100 days later. That's when the nether can be still revoked. The nether could still be revoked. And it says the Gemara, the Oris didn't hear about it. Shlai Shama Oris. But the father heard about it. Shama Am. The father heard about the nether. The boy b'yoy. Since the father heard about the nether today, this is the last day that the father can be made for the nether. Because the halacha of Yoyim Shama, that the nether could only be revoked on the day of hearing, applies to the father also. The boy b'yoy who the matzi mefer. Amakaveil chlai matzi mefer. And that's why the Mishnah is telling us that the husband did not hear of the nether. The father did hear of the nether. Then the husband divorced her. The father has to be made for today, because after today, the Yom Shammai passed, and it's too late to be made for the nether. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the father will be made for that day, together with the last Aris. However, the Rishonim ask, if our Mishnah were teaching us, as the Gemara in the Havamina suggested, that the nether was made today and the first husband heard about it and divorced her. So the Mishnah is teaching us a gewaldige chiddush that we don't consider gerushin like hakama. But to teach us that the father heard about it, why do we have to teach that the father heard about it today? Why couldn't it be that the father didn't hear about it? And the Mishnah is teaching us that when the father and the last Orus hear about it, they'll be made for. The din of boy b'yoyim is not that important if it's only referring to the father. So the Rishonim explain, the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush. We're referring to a situation where the Arusa made a nether. Her husband never heard of it, of the nether, and he divorced her. But her father did hear of the nether. We might have thought that since this is what happened, that she made the nether, her husband doesn't know about it, her father does know about it. Maybe only the father should have to be made for the nether. And the last Oris should not have to participate in the hafar of this nether. Teaches us the Mishnah, in part of what we've learned in the previous year, that the latter Oris takes over the place of the earlier Oris. that even the neder that he was never aware of before he divorced her, he did get a share in the requirement in being made for the neder that is taken over if there is a latter oris on that day. Tashma. So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nadr by Biyoy, if a woman made a neder, Girsh Vechzir by Biyoyim, and her husband divorced her and takes her back, any Yachal Hafer. He can no longer be made for the neder. Why? So Shmami no, Girsh in Kakamadama. Because since he divorced her, the divorce is considered a Hakama, and once he's making the neder, he can no longer be made for it. So we have a proof to Girsh in Kakama. Amri, hence the Gemara, Hachad bin the Suaskinen. This Mishnah is referring to the Skua. So Rishonim give us two ways of explaining the Gemara's teretz. One teretz is that this girl was not just an arusa, she was a nesua. The halacha is that a nesua is her nedarim only revoked by her husband, her father. We know that once a girl becomes a nesua, she completely leaves the domain of her father. So this girl was a nesua. Now, her husband divorces her from the nesuin and takes her back in erusin. The neder that she had from before can now not be revoked, because this girl, an arusa, the nedarim of an arusa are revoked jointly by a father and a husband, but this girl, her father, cannot revoke her nedarim because she was ready once a nesua. And since the nedarim cannot be jointly revoked, this is another that can't be revoked at all. And that's why ein yachal lahafer. That's one way of explaining this Gemara. Another way of explaining the Gemara is just the opposite. The girl was an arusa. Her husband divorced her. And then he immediately took her back, but he took her back in nesuin. The halacha is that ein habal Mefer Bekoidmin, that a Nesua, unlike an Arusa, her husband cannot be Mefer prior in the Dorim. The Nedarim that she made while she was an Arusa are considered Koidmin. And the Ran explains why. The Ran says because those were Nedarim that are supposed to be revoked by the father and the husband together, an Arusa is Nedarim. A Nesua is only under the domain of a husband, and therefore the husband cannot be Mefer those Nedarim, and that's why if they had Erisin, she had a Neder, and they got divorced, and then they had Nesuin, that Neder cannot be revoked. But it has nothing to do with the concept, does Gerishin accomplish Hakama or not? And actually, our Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. Most Rishonim explain that this concept of Ein Habal made for Bekoidman applies under all circumstances. The ones the girl becomes a nesua, any nedarim that were there prior to the nesuin, the husband cannot be made for. However, the Irish, and the reason is, as we explained, because they change status. Nedarim of an arusa require the joint hafara of the husband and the father, and the nedarim of a nesua only require the hafara of the husband. However, there are rishonim who suggest that only in the case of our Gemara, where it was Erisin, Gerishin, a get, and then the Suin, is there halacha that Ein Habal made for Bekoidman. But if there was first Erisin, and then the Suin, since the Suin is just strengthening the relationship that was by Erisin, there the halacha would not be that Ein Habal made for Bekoidman, that the husband could be made for the Nedarim that were there previously. But as I said, most Rishonim disagree, and they hold Ein Habal made for Bekoidman under all circumstances when she switches from being an arusa to a nesua. Our shaila that the Gemara has been discussing is gerushin ki hakamo kishtika, has not been resolved, and the Ran quotes the Ramban, who says, as we've learned many times, since it's a shaila and a deraisa, we have to be machmer and we should consider gerushin ki hakamo. But then the Ran quotes a Rajba, who says that we really have an answer to our shaila. Because in the previous year, we quoted Shmuel, who explained our Mishnah, and said that in our Mishnah, we learned that if the husband is the first, even if the first Orus was aware of the nether, and then he divorced her. That's how we explain is the case of the Mishnah. So we clearly see from Shmuel's explanation of the Mishnah, which was actually, as we said in the previous year, corroborated by a Braisa, that our Mishnah is referring to a case where the first husband was aware of the nether, divorced her. And still the Mishnah teaches us that the father and the latter Oris are Mefid and Adarim. So we see clearly the Gerushin is only Kishtika, not Kakoma. But the question is, if from Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah we have such an obvious answer to our Shaila, the question is, so why didn't our Gemara bring that explanation of Shmuel as an answer to the Shaila that we've been discussing already for two Shiurim? So the Rashba, as quoted by the Ran, says, our Gemara was looking for a proof, for an answer to the Shaila from a Mishnah or a Braisa. From an explicit Mishnah or Braisa, after we've learned this Gemara, we don't really have an answer. It's only from a statement made by the Moira by Shmuel. Yes, it's a fair way of having an answer to the question, but that's not what the Gemara was looking for. Says the Mishnah, Derech Tamid HaChachamim, the way of the Tamid HaChachamim, and as the Mefarshim explained, it's not only Tamid HaChachamim that act this way, it's anyone that's aware of the Hilchos Nedarim that we have been learning and discussing, with follow the practice that our Mishnah is teaching us. But what the Mishnah means by, and this is not a practice, the Mefarshim say, that should only be limited to Talmid HaChachamim doing this, but it's Talmid HaChachamim who learn the halachas of Nedarim and are therefore aware of these halachas that we've been discussing, and therefore they are the ones that are able to act this way. They know the need to act this way. We do the following. Actually, Yotzes Bita Metzloi, before the girl leaves the father's jurisdiction, before she goes from Erisin to Nesuin, he says, I'm a Konadarm Shnadat B'Toch Beisi, all the Darm you made while you are an Arusa, Harei Mufarim, they should be revoked. The Chena Balan, so does the husband do. He says, Omela, he says to the wife, Konadarm Shnadat Achlai to Konsil Rishusi, all the Darm that you made prior to the Nesuin, Harei Mufarim, should be revoked, because as we just learned a moment ago, Ein Habal Meif B'Koidman, the Darm that she made prior to the Nesuin, once she becomes a Nesua, he cannot revoke them anymore. And therefore he's careful to be made for all of the Darm prior to the Nesuin taking place. Ask the Gemara, by Rama Bachama, Baal Ma Shiefa B'Loi Shmiya, may a husband be made for the Darm even without hearing the Darm of the wife. Vishami Isha Dafkahu, when the Torah says the word Vishami Isha, doesn't mean he has to be here, and if he doesn't hear, it can't be made for, it can't revoke. Or Lav Dafkahu, he can even be made for without hearing. Most Rishonim explain that the Shail of Al Gemara refers to all situations. It's a husband to a wife, a father to a daughter. The Gemara's question is, can Hafara take place without actually hearing the nether? The Rishonim also say that the question of the Gemara also replies to Hakama. We've been learning about being Mekayim a nether, and the Gemara Shaila there too is, can Hakama take place without being aware of the nether or not? That's the approach of most Rishonim and Achronim. However, the Mashal points out that the Gemara's question is only about a husband, not regarding a father. A father, he says, certainly has to hear the nether. And his proof is from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that there are two different psukim by a father and a husband. By father, the Pasuk says, V'shama avio as nidra, v'sora asha osra al nafsha. So the Pasuk is quite clear, says the Mashal, that the father had to hear the entire nether. It's by the husband where the Pasuk just uses the words V'shamay Ishay Isha B'yayim Shamay, not with that entire description, that the Gemara is asking, did he have to hear the nether or not? So too regarding the question of Hakama, most, as I said, say that the Gemara's question is also referring to Hakama. The Rishash takes the opinion that certainly regarding Hakama, you don't have to hear the nether. You can be Mekayim a nether without hearing the nether. The Chassam Sofer takes the opposite approach. He says that certainly Hakama cannot take place without having heard the nether. However, there is some agreement in two cases. As we said at the beginning of our perek, while a girl is still under her sole jurisdiction of her father, before she became mureses, that the halach is that the father's mefer nedarim by himself. There the Rishonim suggest that and the Echronim suggest certainly the father would be able to be mefer without hearing the neder. Since he has such tremendous power over his daughter, as we learned, the Rambam's opinion, he can be made for all types of nedarim that his daughter makes. Certainly he can be made for without hearing the nether. Also, as we learned at the beginning of our shiur today, one of the ways of being mekayim and nether is just by remaining silent, hearing the nether and remaining silent the entire Yom Shammai. There certainly you have to have heard the nether to fulfill kiyum ayidei shtika. The question that we're discussing, if you could do kiyum without hearing the nether, is only regarding what we have called the active hakama. Regarding passive hakama, certainly you had to have heard the nether. Also, most of the achronim say that even if our Gemara is saying that you have to hear the nether, you don't have to actually hear the particulars of the nether. It would be enough if the husband is aware that the wife or the father is aware that the daughter made a nether. Even if they don't know the particulars of the nether, you could be made for the nether. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, why can't we answer Rami Bachama Shaila from our Mishnah? Toshma, we learned in our Mishnah, Derech Talmid HaChachamim, Achla Yotza Bita Metzloi, the Derech of the Talmid HaChachamim is even before the daughter leaves the jurisdiction. He says all the dharm that you made should be revoked. He didn't even hear the nether, yet he can make this hafara. So we see that hafara could take place even without having heard the nether. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is l'chishamahu the mefer. It's only when he hears of the nether that he actually will be made for it. Ask the Gemara, im kain kiloy shamalam leilameimer. If our Mishnah holds that the father actually has to hear the nether in order to be able to be made for the nether, so and this statement that he makes before he hears the nether is not really a meaningful statement, so why did he say it? Answers the Gemara, Hakamashman, Urchadat Tzuvim Rabbanon Lahaduri. The father is going to tell his daughter that all the dharma you made, I'm going to be made for, which his goal in making this statement is to get his daughter to say that she is she made nedarim, and that the father should be aware of the nedarim she made, and then the father will actively be made to revoke those nedarim. And again, the proof of the Gemara was, as Rishonim explained, because if the Mishnah doesn't mention any specific nedarim that the girl made, so it's a proof that he doesn't know of any. Doesn't even know that she made the darim. Or the proof is that he waited for the day of the chuppah. What's special about the day of the chuppah? What's special about the day of the chuppah is because that's the last chance he has to be made for. So even though he doesn't really know if she made the nedarim, just the fact that he's saying it is because it's to make kafara, even though he doesn't know any nedarim. And the Gemara answers no, he has to know of the nedarim. And this entire statement that he made was only to get her to mention to him the nedarim she made, and then he will really be made for them. But Rav Shlomo Zalman asks the Micha Shlomo that this could backfire, and it says the following: the girl doesn't necessarily know what our Gemara is teaching us, and she hears her father telling her kol nedarim shenedat b'tach beis erei mufarim. Even though the father isn't aware of any of the nedarim, the father is expecting that that will cause her to mention to him the nedarim, the actual nedarim she made, and then he will be made for them. But she may take what the father said at face value, and assume that the father was mefer hanedarim, and she will think that her nedarim are revoked, will violate the nedarim, but they're not really revoked because the father never heard the specific nedarim and was never really mefer those specific nedarim. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that it becomes the responsibility of the father that if he tells the girl the statement that he made in our Mishnah, kol nedarim shnedat b'tach beisei arei mufarim, and the girl then doesn't come without any nedarim, the father has to be concerned that maybe she misunderstood what he said, she misunderstood his goal, and he has to ask her, did you really make any nedarim, and elicit from her the exact information, did you make nedarim, and if you did make nedarim, I am being made for those nedarim. So our Mishnah from the Reish is not a raya if you have to actually hear the nedarim. So Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Sefer. Toshma of a Sefer. The Chayr Abal, Achet Kernes L'Rishusoy, before Nesuin takes place, Oymaloy. He tells her all nedarim that you made prior to Nesuin should be revoked. Says Gemara, Hochen Named Omlo L'Chish Shemana. Here too it means when he hears. And there are three ways of understanding, the Rishonim give us three ways of understanding this Gemara's teretz. One way is that the Gemara is saying that the husband says to the daughter, to his wife, the same thing that the father said to his daughter. When I actually hear the specific nedarim, I will be made for the nedarim. But not that this statement alone represents a hafara. But then the Ran gives us another pshat, and then the second girsa, and the second understanding of the Ran, there are two ways of understanding that too. L'chishamana is that the husband says to the wife, I'm making this statement now, but the afara will only be effective when I hear the specific nedarim, which may take place. I may only hear them after the nesuin. And as the Karen Oira and Rashmu Rizovsky explain this explanation of the Ran, they say that the father and the husband have to be made from the nedarim jointly. They are being made from the nedarim jointly. They're both being made for this nether prior to the nesuin. The father with a full-fledged afara, because as we've been learning, once the girl becomes a nesua, the father has no longer the ability to revoke on the nedarim. The husband begins the act of afara by making this statement, and that's enough, say these achroinim, to be considered a joint act together with the father. But the actual afara of the husband doesn't take place until later on, after the nesuin, when he becomes aware of the specific nedarim. Another explanation is that the husband says, L'chi shamana, when I hear of the neder, and I'm only going to hear of the neder after the nesuin, it should retroactively be effective to prior to while you were a Rusa. And again, the Chronim explained, we could not have suggested such an approach regarding the father, because by the father, once the girl becomes in the Suah, as we've said a number of times in our Shia today, she's completely out of the father's Rishus. And nothing can no longer be effective regarding his ability to be made for Hanadar. The husband, that isn't the case. If anything, their relationship became stronger. She's now his Nesuah. However, still, since he said, so he has the ability to retroactively be made for Nedarim now back to the time when she was an Arusa, but it only becomes, it requires hearing the specific Nedarim, because it could be that you have to hear the specific Nedarim for the Nedarim to be revoked. So we don't have a raya from our Mishnah. Toshma. So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Somebody says to his wife, Haimel Ishtoi, Kol Nedarim Shetadori Ach Ovem Mokom Ploini. Any nether that you're going to make till I come back from such and such place, Harein Kiyomim, those Nedarim should all be considered Mekuyim. Everybody agrees, Le'om Aklum, that what he said is meaningless. Because everybody agrees that you can't be mekayim a nether before it was even said. The Rosh says that the reason you can't be Mekayim a nether before it was ever made, because no person automatically confirms every nether. There may be nedarim that she makes that are so grievous that no husband would ever accept, and therefore you can't give a blanket hakama to nedarim that weren't made yet. What if he said harei mufarim? If a husband prior to the wife ever making a neder says I'm being made for the nedarim, Rabbi Elazar ben Mufar. Rabbi Elazar says the nedarim are mufar. The chachamim disagree. But the question is, for Halei Shama, she didn't make the nedarim, so she certainly couldn't have heard the nedarim. So obviously, you could be made from the nedarim that weren't heard. Because as the Rishonim explain, even the Rabbanim, who disagree with Rebbe Elazar, and hold that we can't be made for a nether before it was said, that's only because the nether wasn't said yet. But had the nether been said, the Rabbanim would agree that you could be made for it. You didn't hear it, so it's a raya that you don't have to hear the nether to be made for it. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, here too we're going to explain the Mishnah, Domalachi Shemana. What he said was that I'm going to be made for the nether when I hear about the nether when I come back. So if he said that, Vlomli Minhashta, so what's the point of making the statement today? If he's going to have to be made for the nether when he comes back and hears the specific nether, Lechishama Leifalo, he should be made for it when he hears it. Says the Gemara, Ksava Dima Betrida Hishata. He's concerned that he's going to be busy the day he comes back and he won't be made for the Nedarim. So he says it now that it should retroactively be Chal when he comes back and hears of the Nedarim. Tashma, so Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the following Braisa. Haim Abitrapa, somebody says to his administrator, he appointed an administrator, he was traveling abroad. So he appointed an administrator to take care of his affairs, including all of the issues regarding to his wife. And he says, Kol nedarim shnederes ishti, any neder that my wife would make, mikan v'cha'ovim makom ploini, from when I leave until I come back from such and such place, hofer, I want you to be made for all of the nedarim. The husband only meant to empower the administrator from when he actually leaves. V'heifalo, and then the administrator was made for the nedarim. Yochel yeh mufarim. We would maybe consider these nedarim revoked. Tamaloyma ishi kamenav ishi yefirena div Rebbe Yoshia. Only the husband has the right to be mekayim or be made for the nedarim. Amalei Rebbe Yonason. So Rebbe Yonason said, Metzina b'chal ha'tayra kula shlucha shaladim kamaisai. We have a concept in b'chal ha'tayra kula that a person could appoint a messenger. Here too, the administrator could be appointed to be made for nedarim. So we mentioned in the other day that the halacha is, we quoted a question that Reb Chaim Brisker asks, that others mefarshim ask, that anything that cannot be done with a tanai cannot be done through a shliach. So the halacha is that a common afara cannot be made with a tanai. They have to be absolute. So how could anyone suggest, ask the Achroinim, that a shliach should be qualified to be mefer? Answers Rebbeinu Pavarsky in the Sefer Bat Kodesh. He says, where is there a halacha that if a tanai is not possible, shlichus is not possible? That is because if my power over an action is so weak that I can't make conditions, then the halacha is I can't make shlichus, or vice versa. Here the reason why shlichus is not doable is not because a problem of power or not power. It's a gzeiras hakasev that a shliach cannot be used. And that's why it's an entirely different concept. Even Rabbi Yishe says that you can't appoint a shliach because it's a gzeiras hakasev. The pasuk says, ishi kamer v'shifarena. Everybody would agree that shluchas shel adam kamosai. That if not for the special din that the Torah is teaching us, we would apply the concept of shluchas shel adam kamosai. But how could we point to shliach? V'lo shamalai. The nether wasn't heard by him. And how could we appoint a shliach, it must be that you don't have to hear the nedarim to be made for them. So ask the Rishonim, maybe I'm appointing the shliach not only for the hafara, I'm appointing the shliach also for the shmia, for hearing the neder. So the answer that the Rishonim give is, I can appoint a shliach to do an act. I'm supposed to do something, the shliach could do it on my behalf. But something that doesn't require action, listening, just happens by itself, a shliach is not possible. So the Gemara could not have suggested that just like I appointed a shliach for the hafara, I appointed a shliach for the shmia. Hachinami, so the Gemara here too is referring to a situation, to chishama mefila, that he's saying that when a husband comes back, he says, when I hear about the darn, when I return, I'll pay for them. So says the Gemara, chishama lo for who? So then, if he has to hear the darn when he comes back, and then he could be made for it. Answers the Gemara, Sava the Mimatridna. Again, the husband's concerned that when he'll come back, he'll hear the Nadarim, but he won't have the time to be made for them, given that he'll be preoccupied, it's the day to come back. He asked the Shliach, when I come back and I hear of the Nadarim, then you, if the halacha is that Shlichus is doable by Nadarim, take my place, be my Shliach to be made for the Nadarim. So the Gemara has not yet answered our Shaila, if one has to hear the specific Nedarim in order to be made for them or not.